So when the EU proposed, like, some of the strictest AI regulations in the world, you would probably expect corporate values to just completely tank.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
that is the standard assumption.
Exactly. But an IMF study that is sitting right on top of our source stack today actually shows the opposite. It turns out that AI-intensive companies that were, deeply embedded in that regulated market, they actually preserved something like $86 billion in shareholder value. So, welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah, it is a staggering number.
Right. Today we are unpacking that IMF study along with some research on the Financial Services AI Toolkit and the BIS project Aurora. We want to show you why strict AI regulation is not some operational bottleneck. It is actually, well, a massive strategic asset.
Yeah, to understand that $86 billion figure, you first have to understand this fundamental shift in corporate risk. I mean, the traditional cybersecurity mindset, it just does not apply to algorithmic decisions.
Because the old model was like, well, building a thicker, heavier vault door to protect a pile of cash,
Yeah,
right?
exactly, yeah.
But enterprise AI security is not a vault at all. It is more like you are trying to monitor a brilliant but, highly erratic employee who might just suddenly start making unauthorized trades on your behalf.
That is a great way to put it, because the vulnerabilities, they have fundamentally changed. So your server infrastructure, it can be locked down tight against hackers, but the AI inside it can still fail through, say, algorithmic drift.
Right, where its predictive accuracy just kind of slowly degrades over time.
Yeah, exactly. Or you get hallucinated outputs or prompt injections where bad actors actually manipulate the AI's internal instructions. So the risk has completely moved from the infrastructure itself over to the automated decisions.
So because governments recognize that you cannot just, lock a vault on an algorithm, they are stepping in. Which brings us back to that $86 billion premium. The market is actually rewarding companies that already know how to survive in highly regulated environments.
Right. Financial markets are pricing in what is known as jurisdictional capital. And that is basically the institutional knowledge and the regulatory fluency a firm builds up, through sustained exposure to strict oversight.
Okay, wait, let me push back on this a little bit. Does this not just mean that massive tech conglomerates automatically win? I mean, they have endless budgets to just buy whatever compliance is necessary.
You would think so, because that is actually exactly what happened with data privacy laws like GDPR.
Right, where you just build one massive privacy portal, apply it to 1 billion users, and then absorb that fixed cost.
Exactly. But under the EU AI Act, scale actually increases your compliance exposure.
Wait, really? It increases it.
Yeah, because every single new high-risk AI deployment requires its own continuous human oversight, immutable decision logs, and continuous auditing. A tech conglomerate cannot just write a single check to bypass that.
Wow. Okay. So they need a culture of governance baked into every single individual team.
Right. Operational embeddedness is the true shield here, not just scale.
So looking through the research on how organizations actually build that embedded culture, I keep seeing these two terms thrown around: AI governance and governance for AI. I mean, they sound like the exact same thing to me.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like pure semantics.
Yeah.
But they actually represent entirely different disciplines. So AI governance is about controlling the model itself, putting guardrails on the agent.
Okay, and governance for AI.
That is about trusting the underlying data pipelines that actually feed that model. You really need both to function. And frameworks like the Financial Services AI or the FSAI toolkit, they manage this using a risk scoring matrix.
And I noticed that the FSAI toolkit actually actively penalizes complex architectures. Like it slaps extra risk points on a system if it uses agentic AI, meaning the AI is making, multi-step decisions entirely on its own without a human hand-holding it from task to task.
Yeah, because those autonomous systems, they compound risk exponentially. And that dictates the level of human oversight that is actually required.
But let's be real here for a second. I mean, human oversight usually just devolves into mindless rubber stamping, right? People are busy, they trust the machine's output, and they just hit approve without even really looking at it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But regulators anticipate that exact behavioral flaw. That is why properly designed human-in-the-loop workflows, they require named individuals with explicit veto authority.
Oh, so you cannot just be an anonymous approver.
Right. You have to establish immutable decision logs, meaning a human actively documents their rationale for signing off on a high-risk algorithmic call, and that record cannot be altered later. It forces active engagement rather than just, passive approval.
And when you get those mechanics right, the payoff is wild. Look at the Bank for International Settlements. They ran Project Aurora. where they deployed advanced AI to monitor financial crime.
Yeah, and because they meticulously governed those data pipelines and the agentic models, they did not just build a safe...
Exactly. They detected twice as many money laundering networks compared to old rule-based systems, and they cut false positives by 85%, which is huge.
It really is. Good governance basically gives you the confidence to deploy highly effective tools safely. So treating AI compliance as jurisdictional capital, well, whether you are evaluating companies to invest in or deploying the tech yourself, it is basically your ultimate competitive edge.
Right. It turns that brilliant, erratic employee into your absolute most reliable star performer.
Beautifully said.
Well, here's a final provocative thought to ponder as you log off today. As these autonomous agents become incredibly advanced, how long is it until organizations just start deploying AI systems to audit the governance of their other AI systems? And when that happens, who will be left to govern the auditor?